Well, welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of soul music, Jewish soul music. You know, the first hour was with Mordechai Ben David and Avraham Ella and Safam. And the second hour was strictly Chazanut. In the background, we hear Yossel Rosenblatt with the Shir HaMa'alos. Well, how have you been? I hope fine. And I just have a brief comment before we get to the Chazanut. We're living in historic times. Over the years, you've heard my opinions concerning Israel and America. There's really no need to go into the details, except for me to state that for the past 8 years, I've been devastated, disillusioned, apprehensive, and totally, totally against Mr. Hussein Obama. I'm overjoyed that Hillary lost. Certainly those of you who love her are entitled to your opinions, just as I hope you'll agree I'm entitled to mine. But can you imagine this? To assuage their hysterical leftist congregants, can you believe that there are rabbis who have designated Trump's win as a period for communal sitting of Shiva? Is this pathetic? These hysterical leftists, they cannot accept the fact that they lost. But sitting Shiva? I've often stated my opinion that one of the greatest proofs for the existence of God is that we have survived despite our rabbis. Of course, there are some exceptions, but far too few. This next selection testifies to my elation and gratitude for the Ness that has saved Israel and America. This will be Cantor Label Waldman.
Shechionu, vikimonu, vihigionu, lasmanazeh. שהחיינו וקיימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה. שהחיינו וקיימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה.
Label Waldman, Shehechiano, yes. Okay. We just commemorating the 50th Yahrzeit for the great Moshe Koussevitzky. He died in 1966. I'm going to be playing three different takes, versions, if you will, of Hashem Moloch, and we'll begin with Moshe Koussevitzky's Hashem Moloch. And then on to Rosenblatt and Helfgott.
Hashem Moloch Geyos Love. Lovish Adoshem, always his Azor. Mighty coin tevel, mighty coin tevel, Meos, 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 Mikoloi semayim rabim, emayim rabim adirim, izbereyam, izbereyam. Mikoloi semayim rabim adirim, izbereyam, izbereyam. Adir bamaroim adoishem.
Moshe Koussevitzky. Let's go on now to Yosla Rosenblatt. Okay, that was an abrupt ending. Let's now go to Itchamir Helfgott with Hashem Moloch.
Hashem Moloch.
My rabbi, my dear, Mishberayon.
adir bamoroim, adir bamoroim, adir bamoroim, adoishem.
Three different takes on Hashem Moloch, Koussevitzky, Rosenblatt, and Helfgott. Okay, our next chazan is Yehoshua Vider. He was born in 1906 in Miskolc, Hungary. The Vider family was renowned in Hungary for producing high-quality cantors. His father was a famous cantor, as were all his brothers. And the Vider family held positions in some of Hungary's most famous synagogues. His father, Asher, died during the Yom Kippur service in 1943 while reciting the Kol Nidre prayer. He was chief cantor of Hajdunanaz, difficulty in these pronunciations, at the time. Given his background, the young Yehoshua received a thorough religious and musical education. He displayed a beautiful voice and was taught the art of cantoral singing by Hungary's most prominent cantors. While still young, he gave concerts throughout Hungary, performed on Hungarian radio, and was considered a wunderkind. When he was almost 18, Vider left his family to study music and voice in Vienna. He married in 1925 at the age of 20 and accepted the position in Debrecen, Hungary. He later also served in Budapest and Vienna. He was officiating as chief cantor in Miskolc, that's from 1931, at the ancient synagogue, when World War II broke out. He and his family were deported to Auschwitz, where his wife, Hanna, and three youngest children were killed. Cantor Vider and his three other children, Chanoch, Sarah Bluma, and Fega, survived, but almost all of his brethren, his family, were murdered. After his liberation from Auschwitz, Vider became a traveling cantor throughout Germany, officiating at many DP, or displaced persons, camps. He served in Munich from 1945 to 49, when his remaining children emigrated to the United States. There, Cantavita remarried in 1954. He served at the famous Talmud Torah Flatbush Synagogue in Flatbush, Brooklyn. That was from 49 to 54. And then he officiated at the prominent congregation Ohev Tzedek for 3 years, until 1957. From his time in Auschwitz, Vitor had sand in his lungs, and the doctors advised him that mountain air would do him good. So he accepted the position in Snowdon, Montreal, at the newly erected Adath Yeshurun Hadrath Kodesh. He was served there from 1957 to 1964. While officiating in Montreal, he suffered a fatal heart attack and died in August of 64. He was buried at the Jewish Cemetery of Montreal. So let's hear three outstanding selections of Canti Yehoshua Vitor. The first one will be Modim.
Yeah. Hey, the boy.
next here on Lebekoach with Yehoshua Vider.
Oh,
Classic of Yehoshua Vider, this is Mim Komcha, yes, Mim Komcha.
Oh.
We've been listening to Yehoshua Vedder. Next, I haven't played Ozzy Schwartz for a while. He's a wonderful chazen at Park Avenue Synagogue. Let's hear the Sol Zim composition of Avinu Sheba Shamayim. This is cantor Ozzy Schwartz.
Oh.
Okay, Ozzy Schwartz, let's hear Misha Osa Nisim, a composition by Himmelstein with Ozzy Schwartz.
Thank you.
Ozzy Schwartz, let's hear Im Eshkachech. This is a Kalbach melody. Im Eshkachech. Okay, let's hear Betzeis Yisrael, Ozzy Schwartz.
Betzet Israel mi Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov meyam loes. Hayta Yehuda, Yehuda lekodsho Israel mamshelotam.
Betzet Israel mi Mitzrayim, Beit Yaakov meyam.
Yarden yisov leachor, eharim rakedu, rakedu cheilim gevaot kivnei tzon.
Okay, that's a gorgeous selection, and this is Charlie Bernhardt hoping you enjoyed this 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm at cbjmusic@aol.com if you have any comments or requests. cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me. Shalom.